This show is brought to you by ERN. Find us online at ernlive.com.
Well, you're listening to Ink Radio. I'm Alan Taylor. Our show is live and real. And who you're listening to right now is Billy Gibbons from ZZ Top in the background. I actually did a radio show with Billy Gibbons, the bearded wild man from ZZ Top, for a year. And it was perhaps the most wild and crazy year of my life. And that beard, you know, what can I say, that beard? Well, that actually helps me to get to our next guest, that beard. How about the Dollar Beard Club and the founder and CEO, Chris Stoikos? A guy who, I can't believe that you don't know Billy Gibbons and he's not probably, well, he may be using your products. Chris, welcome to the show, right?
Thank you very much, Alan. Yeah, hey, you know what? I would not be surprised at all in that glorious mane of his if he was rocking some of our oil.
That is so funny. Well, so as you know, a competitive company to yours that has a similar name just sold for $1 billion. And from watching a video about you and the Dollar Beard Club, dollarbeardclub.com, everybody, you are actually on a better trajectory than your competitor company that actually has nothing to do with beards, if you know what I'm saying. But the point is that you are doing amazing things, and the fact that you've used viral videos and done an amazing job at that to get to where you are, first of all, hats off to you. Fun videos. I want to start with you, and I want to hear your story, where you came from and how you got started, and I want to hear it all. So, Chris Stoikos, everybody, Dollar Beard Club, go for it.
Thanks, Alan. Yeah, so started businesses probably about 10, 15 years ago, legitimate businesses anyways, and not just trying to sell crossword puzzles on the playground during recess at school to make a couple bucks and paper routes, lemonade stands, things like that. But I started an electronics store, and I was repairing PS3s and Xbox 360s. Did that for about a year, made some really good money off of it. I flipped a house, and then I took the money from that, dropped out of school, drove to California, opened up a restaurant, got into that with no experience, but I've always had a serious passion for cooking. Ended up selling the restaurant, and now it has a couple locations for the new chain that it turned into. Got into some other different products. I got very passionate about the tech world and everything that was emerging with the crowdfunding things that were going on. So I learned a little bit about that, and that's when I had my first stab at video. I was amazed in the way that you put together a phenomenal video and people share it, and then money just starts rolling in. So I thought there was something there. And after a smart band called Vibe that we crowdfunded, made some money off of, moved into a golfing product called Range to Go, and then ended up getting into something called the Cool Box. And Cool Box went on Shark Tank 4. We ended up closing a licensing deal for it. And that's supposed to be hitting a bunch of awesome retail shelves towards the end of 2016. But I guess all that experience paved the way for, like you said, Dollar Beard Club. That's been our biggest hit yet. We went from $0 in revenue to over 8 figures in 1 year. And I think that it was the most organic fit for kind of the person that I am and the culture. I grew up in Canada, and having a beard was always a big thing. And basically, I had a solid group of friends, and every time we'd split up, right? Hey guys, I'm going back to California. I'll see you in a couple months. We should grow out our beards, so we're bearded when we get back to each other. And I started growing it out, and I always had a bit of a beard, but I just never grew it out massively. And then once I did, it just became so, it really complemented, I think, my personality and who I was. You talked about Billy Gibbons being a bit of a nut bar and the wild man type of thing. So I had that feeling going on. I brought out some buddies from Canada, different guys, some guys that I met along the journey here, and basically our beards were pretty big, and we started using beard oil, and I couldn't believe that all the beard oil on the market was not only $20 a bottle, but it also had chemicals and kind of harsh perfumes and ingredients in it. So we wanted something that was more natural and along holistic lines and that was affordable. So that's where the idea for Dollar Beard Club was born. We saw a bunch of different shave clubs going on out there, not just Dollar Shave Club, but Gillette has a shave club, and Harry's, and different things along those lines.
Right.
So we put together this brotherhood, man, and did it all through video, created a very cool feel and a following, something that people can relate to, something that really talks about what it's like to be a man with a beard. And I think that it's a powerful thing. When a bearded guy passes a bearded guy in the street, there's a head nod that takes place. There's this underlying brotherhood, this sense of camaraderie. But it's not like when a clean-shaven guy passes a clean-shaven guy to lift, they look at each other and nod heads and says, hey, nice clean shave, man. Right. How long did you waste scraping your face in the mirror with a piece of metal today? And 15 minutes you could have used doing something else more productive. But so we had some ongoing jokes kind of amongst us, and things really started to take off. Video after video, we were given the cool message through what we actually put together. We were shooting them for low budgets, getting them shared really well through Facebook and YouTube, and utilizing influencers and things of that sense. And here we are now, 15 months into the business, and things are rolling really well. We have a lot of big plans coming out for our second year between new products and different verticals that we're looking to tap into. But overall, things are great.
Well, now let's talk about these videos and how many views you have. I understand it's in the hundreds of millions of views.
Yeah, we've racked up, I think it's over 120 million views across all our videos on YouTube and Facebook over the course of the last year and a bit.
Good Lord. And so the reason why it's fun to have you on here, by the way, is because after watching some of these videos, you're a real character. It seems like you enjoy doing this. And I know you have an amazing team, but it seems like that you know, I mean, you're not an actor. You're the real deal. So talk about, you know, kind of the videos and all that for a minute. We'll take a break. And then the fact that you're starting to teach this stuff to people, how to use viral videos. Go for it.
Yeah, man. First time getting in front of the camera, it just felt really natural. I enjoyed it. I think it's, well, one of the things you just said was it doesn't feel like I'm working or I'm trying to do this unnaturally. It's just, who I am. And it worked for the video and the give back of Dollar Beard Club and everything that I kind of stood for. But videos are fun, really fun. And when you can create cool aspects to them, like pattern interrupts and things that catch people's attention, and you make people laugh while you actually educate them, you give them reasons to share the video with their friends. That's when a video can go viral. And there's nothing better than watching something that you enjoy watching, especially time and time again. And I think that's when it gets into creating consistent content. You can't just have one hit to come out with something. You look at our favorite TV shows, they air every week, and you're very excited for when a new episode hits.
Right.
So we don't drop a new commercial every week, but we do drop one every month or month or two at most. And then it's just great. It's fun for people to be able to jump back in and see the new messages we have, make them laugh again, and just get more brand impressions and awareness for what's going on. But I think the key to everything that we do is we don't try and hard sell in any of our videos or our messaging. We just give people the information of what we're all about, and we let them make the decision for themselves.
We're talking with Chris Stoikos. He's the founder and CEO of Dollar Beard Club. In the background, the bearded man, ZZ Top, Billy Gibbons. We're going to have to put you two together. You're just down the street from each other. You're listening to Ink Radio. We're going to come back and learn a little bit more from the Dollar Beard Club founder, Chris Stoikos. It is Ink Radio. We'll be right back.
This show is presented in part by Craftsman, America's most trusted tool brand, made to make. We'll be right back.